A historic Spanish hatmaker says its 40-year tradition of supplying black felt hats to Orthodox Jewish communities in the United States is under threat due to new U.S. tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. The Fernandez y Roche Industrias Sombreras Españolas factory, based in Seville, began facing a 10% import tariff in May, raising concerns that its long-standing business relationship with Jewish communities in New York and New Jersey may not survive the current trade tensions. "This will be dramatic for us," said Abraham Mosuecos, managing director of the 140-year-old factory. "Our margins are tight, so we expect a decline in demand." The company exports around 30,000 handcrafted hats annually to Orthodox Jewish customers in the U.S., accounting for about half of its total exports to that community. The other half goes to Israel. The hats are worn daily by Orthodox Jewish men from the age of 13, and typically replaced every 3 years at prices ranging between $120 and $380. Mosueco said U.S. clients may begin turning to domestic manufacturers, especially if tariffs are raised further. Trump has suggested an additional 50% tariff on EU goods, although negotiations with the European Union have been extended until 9 July. "There are hat factories in the United States, but they are highly specialized in cowboy hats," Mosuecos explained. "It's a completely different product." Currently, Spanish-made hats account for around 20% of all black felt hats purchased annually by Orthodox Jews in the U.S., with the rest mainly sourced from Italy and China. Mosuecos warned that the factory cannot afford to lower prices to absorb the increased costs, putting decades of trusted supply at risk. The Trump administration has long criticized the EU for what it claims are unfair trade practices, using tariffs as leverage in ongoing negotiations. If talks fail and higher tariffs are implemented, the Fernandez y Roche factory may be forced to cut production, a move that would disrupt one of the more unusual cross-cultural business ties between Europe and the U.S.